I'm gonna have a police officer knocking on my door. We heard you made a joke.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be funny.
Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here with Tyler and Leaper. What's up?
What did
Leaper.
You
do? Yeah. Leaper.
What a gay Pokemon.
This is weird with Tyler sitting to the left of me.
Clouds to the left
now
of me.
Now you're sitting right on
Joke is to the right.
We should have messed it up even more, and I'll sit where Leaper sits.
Oh,
and
God.
Then Leaper sit where I sit, and then you're sitting where Stefan usually sits. So
technically, I guess that'd work, but it'd be weirder if Leaper was here. Because he never sits at the end, and I'm
That's
always
true.
At the end.
That's true. Yeah, so...
Then we would have really mixed it up.
So, yeah.
We just screwed the whole podcast up because we don't know
Someone would
on.
Have to sit here because it's really weird.
It turns out to be the worst podcast we've ever made because it's all mixed up.
Everyone sit in the correct seat all the time.
I don't know what to say right now. I'm so confused.
There's only been one time where anyone sat in my chair besides me, and that was when Stefan was doing something, wasn't it? I think it was like a... It was a three-way of awesome podcast.
Yeah, it was.
He was doing like a list or something, and so we switched so he could play the Bing and the Buzz sound effect.
I stood next to your chair for the Mortal Comeback.
No, that's right. You have stood next to my chair. Maybe I was thinking about getting new chairs for the podcast.
I like new chairs.
I like that idea.
Mostly like mine that have four legs, not yours that are folded under, so they don't squeak, you know?
You know what? Fuck that. I say we got some lazy boys up in this bitch.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'll just get you guys regular chairs and I'll get myself a lazy boy.
See, there was a plural there.
Lazy boys.
Boy, boy.
I saw, though, if I buy 50 plus chairs, I get my shipping for free.
Oh, what the fuck would we do with 50 chairs?
Let's have a podcast and figure it out.
I remember in school where we used. At the senior year when they built that new cafeteria, how people had to put their chairs away.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd made those shirts Bears for Chairs.
Bears for Chairs. I don't know if I ever saw those shirts.
It was a green shirt, and it had a bear on one side and it had a chair on another, and there was drawn an arrow.
Huh. That's funny, but I don't think I've ever seen that.
Bears
That's
for
funny.
Chairs.
You know what's funny is that they added that cafeteria, and then they said that you can't go out and, like, eat in any of that areas. There still wasn't enough fucking room because they added it, and there still wasn't enough room to sit anywhere.
It didn't matter by the time they built it. We didn't give a fuck. We're like, we'll go eat wherever we want. Fuck you.
We're seniors. I got stopped one time, too, and they're like, are you a senior? I'm like, yes.
Dude, I got stopped all the time, and even when I wasn't a senior, I was just like, yeah, I'm a senior. They're like, okay. One time, there was only once where I got really close to being caught, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to get my books.
See, I never actually left for lunch because I just could go home at that time. So I just either got something on my way home or just went home. Because I didn't have class afterwards, so I didn't come back.
You know what pissed me off is when they stopped letting us go outside for passing periods. Do you remember how, like, backed up the hallways got because of that?
They stopped letting us go outside?
For, like, the first, like...
Yeah, the first semester, they wouldn't let you go outside. And
that's right, yeah. Because
once-his-face became the principal, and he thought, for some reason, that was a good idea.
That was stupid. I remember...
It was unsafe.
I remember they stuck to not letting people through the side doors.
Yeah.
That was kind of lame, because the side doors were easier, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure we're boring people with this. We're like, we don't know your school.
Yeah, they're like, no one cares.
Look, and here is a diagram. Just go on our website, and you'll see a diagram of our school.
We should write a diagram down. I'll put it on the Blip TV feed. This is a diagram. The best ways to enter are from here.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have a police officer knocking on my door. We heard you made a joke. Sorry, I didn't mean to be funny.
Here's my diagram. Take it.
Take the diagram. I'll shred all the evidence.
It's like all in colored pencil. It looks like some 5-year-old wrote it.
The principal lives in the school.
And then right next to it, this is a Wookiee.
So I've been streaming on the Justin TV channel, been going through Final Fantasy IX. It's been a journey. I've been ruining all the cutscenes with different songs. when they're running out of the evil forest, I was playing the Benny Hill theme. Do you guys know the Benny Hill theme?
Yeah.
You would know it if you heard it. Do you know what it is, Tyler?
Maybe.
Here, let me play. You would know it when you hear it. Here, let me find it here.
Well, Benny, I'm at Ibsen Castle, dog. What's up?
Benny Hill theme. Here we go. Once it loads, I'm using a different browser this time, so let's see how this goes. I decided to try and use Opera because I was using Opera when I was streaming because Google Chrome was taking up too much processing power while trying to run EPSXE, so I kind of stuck with Opera. Here we go.
Okay,
yeah.
It's kind of what I figured it was.
Yeah. So I was playing that when they're all running out of the evil forest. And then every time, like, just two people are in a cutscene together, I play Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Let's get it on.
It's great. I'm sure I'll ruin the final cutscene, too, after I beat the final boss. I'm going to play just something ridiculous.
You should play It's the Final Countdown.
I should play that during the whole final battle. Eye of the Tiger. The final battle in Final Fantasy IX is like a two-parter. Yeah. You have to fight Kuja, the Necron. So I'll play one during Kuja and one during Necron.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Both of them.
Maybe it's, I don't know, it's not necessarily a three-parter because there's that first little boss you face, I forgot his name. But then you can save and then you have to fight two in a row.
You know what you should do?
It starts with a G.
You should play.
Does it?
I Will Survive.
It's not Garland.
No.
If that's what you're thinking of. I Will Survive. Mm-hmm. I should play that during Necron because Necron's a bitch.
Yeah, Necron is a bitch. Fuck
gonna,
that guy.
I'm going to have to put up all my, you know, status ailment things like antibody and jelly and stuff like that. It's going to be a bitch.
The only thing I don't like about 9 versus 7 and 8 is that in 7 and 8, like, there's more, like, side quests and things to explore, like, cool stuff to do.
Yeah, there's not a lot of side quests in 9. And one of the things I dislike about 9, even though 9's my favorite, is that it's class-based. And 8 and 7, you could, like, with Materia. Yeah. I'm not sure with 8. I forgot what they had, but...
Guardian Forces.
Where you didn't, you know, like, in 9, Garnet's a white mage, and that's the only person that can be one.
Yeah.
Whereas in, like, 7, you could have someone that's, like, a white mage and a warrior or something like that, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. So you can mix it. Because now, I don't necessarily want Garnet in my party, but I have to because I need to heal, man.
You see, what I don't like is I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
See, I want Queen in my party, too, because I love learning enemy abilities. But and I don't want Steiner in my party, but Steiner's so strong, you know? What can I do?
I like having Queen in my party, but she always disappears. Like, you'll go and you'll play the game and you'll have her for like an hour or two, and then something will happen and she'll be gone for an hour or two, and you'll have to replace her with somebody else, or it, or he, whatever it is.
He, she.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys keep going on about this just to make me feel awkward.
Yep.
It's okay. When we do our big Mortal Kombat party after after it comes out, I'll be the one sitting in the corner going, "Yay, go come out." Yes, freeze
like,
guy.
Start, like, that was cool.
Start name dropping, Raiden.
No, that's not right. Oh, I'm really tired. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just out of it. So is it Melina?
So is it? Is that Scorpio? Is that
Scorpio? Oh, is that Iceman? Sweet. I didn't know this was Mortal Kombat versus Marvel.
Is that Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze. Okay.
I will freeze you.
All right. So this week on the podcast, we are going to start off with. Here, let me find out. Technology news.
Oh.
We haven't had technology news in a long time, so we're going to start off with that. I thought it'd be fun to do one. And then we're going to do some trivia, and then we're going to do some gaming news, and then we're going to do some Mortal Kombat. Now, Mortal Kombat, Stefan's not here.
So we apologize in advance.
And if I would have known, like, a little bit in advance, I would have gotten some, but, you know, he lost track of time, so this only happened once. I mean, with Leaper, it happened, like, 12 times, so...
I lose track of time a lot.
So it only happened once with Stefan, so I'm not upset. But so we're going to kind of wing it. We're going to talk about fatalities and then other stuff.
It's stuff. Tricky to rock about.
It's going
to
be a lot of stuff and things.
All right, well, let's start off with our first thing, which is technology news. How do you kill that which has no life? Time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on Power Up Podcast. All right, first up, shame on you.
Why?
Pirated Android app, really shameware. Now, there's this Android app called Walk and Text, which apparently, while you text, it uses a camera to show you a video of what's in front of you. That is, if you stick it straight out, unlike most people who look down, so you'd just be looking at your feet.
Oh.
So it wouldn't really show you much.
So if I was like this,
With it straight out in front of you.
Yeah.
If you had your phone here, where's my phone so I can show you guys?
It's called looking fucking straight.
Yes. So if you had the phone out like this, people can't see, of course, but straight out in front of you, you'd be able to see. But most people text like this, you know? They look down, so they're like looking at their feet.
Do I have a boner?
What is that coming in the camera view? Anyway, so Walk and Text is that kind of program. It's $2.10 on the Android market, which seems like a ripoff or something that's not going to work. Anyway, if you torrent it, if you pirate it and put it on your phone, it sends all of your contacts a message that says, "Hey, I just downloaded a pirated app off the internet, Walk and Text for Android. I'm stupid and cheap. It only costs $1, which it doesn't cost $2. Don't steal like I did."
It sends that
to all your contacts.
Which in these droid phones,
in return,
it'll be everyone on Facebook. Like,
yeah. But at least I spend money on this fucked up app.
Yeah. So, first of all, I mean, I get it. I get what they're doing. But to go into your phone and message all your friends, that's like a line that's like, that seems like it should be illegal, right?
And you know what I really want to know is what friend is going to call you like, "I'm so ashamed of you."
Yeah.
Like, what friend
really?
Is going to give a rat's ass that?
Our friendship has ended right now.
I feel like I don't even know you anymore, man.
Oh, a message pops up on your screen that says, "We really hope you learned something from this. Check your phone bill. Oh, and don't forget to buy the app from the market." First of all, if you have unlimited texting, like 95% of people do now, especially with smartphones,
it won't matter.
There's not going to be anything on your phone.
I'm like, sweet. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, so exactly. I get the point. I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to protect their app, but it's at the same time, going into your phone and messaging other people seems wrong.
Especially people who probably aren't going to give a shit otherwise.
Yeah.
They'll probably be calling you like, "Hey, dude, how'd you do that?" Can I get that?
Opera just crashed on me.
Oh,
no. It's okay, though. Opera saves all my tabs.
Oh.
Bam, we're back. Ooh. We're back
Google
already.
Chrome does the same thing.
I don't have that selected for Google Chrome. I get when it crashes, but even if you shut it off yourself, shut your computer off and come back, it'll load up the tabs you already had up. So that's what I meant. But yes, Google Chrome does that when it crashes. All right, next up, the most controversial iPhone apps. First up is the Baby Shaker.
Oh, dear God.
This is an iPhone app that was removed from the iPhone market because, of course, it's a baby shaking app. You get a virtual baby and you shake it. You shake your phone and you shake the baby.
That's so funny.
It was removed, and they wonder why it got through. Next is Exodus International. Wow, the iPhone really can do anything, including curing you of your gayness. That was a promise made by the self-titled app from Exodus International. This app is supposed to cure your gayness.
Oh, Tyler should download that.
All right, dude. Doesn't work.
Zing. So, yes, if you want to cure your gayness, apparently there's something that can do that for you.
All right.
It's called a vagina.
Next is iBoobs. This is to give you interactive boobs on your iPhone.
So you can touch them.
You can,
them,
looks like
them.
Here, you can. You can change stuff like stiffness, gravity factor, damping factor, boob weight, distance to the boobs, and physics speed.
Aerodynamics.
Among others, apparently. Next up is Shake That Booty. In the off chance that all your objectification needs weren't being met by the fine folks at iBoobs, this little gem launched in summer of 2009, prompting similar outrage among the press. The app lets users wiggle the image of a female behind using the magic of the iPhone's touchscreen.
Touch.
See, I don't see a problem with this one. Like, I understand. They're like, oh, it's objectifying women, but it's not shaking a baby.
If it was a man's ass, though, it'd be a totally different story.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. You just have a hairy ass on your phone.
Yeah. Assless chaps.
Might not be as smooth and fun to look at, but, I mean.
The next app is called I Am Rich. How much would you pay for an image of a spinning red jewel? $3,000, $4,000, good news. You can get that all for the low price of $999.99.
Oh, is that
the
all?
Only purpose of the app is to show that you have money to spend on that app.
God, what a...
What a waste of money.
Well, what a douche to get that.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I just want to show you this app. What now, bitch?
Like, you got that? Nah, you ain't got
that. I see
that
on forums all the time, like, people... Like, when there's, like, a Mac versus PC war, a lot of people that buy Macs like to say, like, oh, you're just too poor, you can't afford a Mac. And I always see people say, just because you have money doesn't really give you the right to be retarded with it.
Yeah.
And us not call you out on it. So this is the same thing. It's like, well, I bought it because I can. But you could have done something else with
that
$1,000.
Do you know how big of an arrogant asshole that just makes you look like?
The Arrogant Asshole app.
The app aptly renamed.
Next is TalkOn. Fueled by the ongoing debate around the cell phone radiation levels, the Israeli firm of the same name, TalkOn, took matters into its own hands, offering an app that promises to detect the amount of radiation emanating from your handset. God, and that was hard to say for some reason. So yes, this is supposed to detect radiation emanating from your phone. It doesn't work.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Weird.
Yeah.
And the final one, which was just recently removed, DUI checkpoint apps.
Oh, yeah?
People, they go through a DUI checkpoint, make a little pin on the map. You can see on your phone where the DUI checkpoints are to avoid it. So, you know, when you're driving drunk, you can avoid getting arrested.
Or you can just not drive drunk.
Yeah. That's what I say, but who am I? All right, next up, Best Buy. What kind of things can you get at Best Buy?
Electronic things.
Yeah, but specific. What
TVs, computers, washers, dryers, fridges, stoves.
Yeah, you can get
computer games, music.
You can get Macs.
Yeah.
You can get
PCs.
iPods and PCs.
iPads.
No. Best Buy has been blacklisted from selling the iPad 2.
Damn.
Why?
Best Buy was apparently selling iPad 2s and... iPad 2s. Get it? Okay. Anyway, so apparently they were selling them, and then once they reached the daily quota, they would say they're out. They would just say they're sold out.
Why?
So once they reached their quota, whether they had some or they didn't in the back, they would just say they're out.
Why would they do that?
I don't know if it was to get people to...
So that people would start have like a mad rush to get there before they sold out.
Yeah, maybe generate more business. Maybe while they're in the store, you know, they're like, oh, well, I'm there. I mean, I guess I need some DVDs. So they'll go and get those too. And next thing you know, they come back tomorrow, buy an iPad, and then you sold, you know, a $30 spindle of recordable DVDs and an iPad too.
That's kind of the thing that people say that Apple does themselves, where they're like...
I don't...
Where they say, oh, we're almost sold out, but they got like $9 billion in the back.
Like, I don't think that really makes sense, though. Like, if someone comes specifically there for that and they tell you, no, we're out, then, like, if someone told me they're out or something, I'd be like, okay, well, when are you going to get some? If they didn't tell me, then I'd be like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't go buy other things.
From my perspective, a lot of times, I'll go to, like, Radio Shack for a little audio equipment or something like that. You know, I got a whole thing over there of just stuff. For any situation, there's been times where I go in, they're like, "No, we don't have any today, and we'll get some in next week." And I'm like, "Well, dang it, that sucks." You know, either I'm gonna go somewhere else, or I'll just come back next week because I don't necessarily need it right away. But there's been plenty of times where I'm like, "Oh man, I need some DVDs," and that's what I'll do is I'll get some DVDs while I'm there. Next thing you know, I'm coming back next week to buy something. So I don't know. Maybe. Regardless, either they're trying to generate more business or they're just trying to generate more interest. Regardless, they can no longer sell them, so it backfired.
Yeah, so...
Bam!
Way to go, Best Buy. Fucktards.
All right. Everyone that has Verizon Wireless here, say aye.
Aye.
No. Verizon customers exposed to massive U.S. data breach.
The fuck does that mean?
It means all our info was taken.
All our info has been compromised. Which, now, I'm starting to be desensitized to this, because... How many things have I been a part of that has had some sort of data breach?
This is in my parents' name. Ha ha! Fuck you guys.
That's right.
Well,
isn't it?
I really hope they don't find those pictures of me because that's going to be embarrassing.
All right, guys. So, what is the ghetto of the internet? I'm sure you guys can get this.
Porn.
No, labor. Come on. ghetto of the internet.
Internet Explorer?
No, but a specific web page.
The ghetto?
The ghetto of the internet.
Ghetto.com.
Yeah.
MySpace. MySpace is the ghetto of the internet.
Okay, that makes sense.
But what killed MySpace?
Facebook.
And
Twitter.
And according to this article, it was Google that killed MySpace.
Why would Google?
That makes
and here's
total
why.
Sense.
Now, in 2006, MySpace entered a partnership with Google that was worth $900 million.
Damn.
Originally, a great deal for MySpace. What happened was all of MySpace's advertisements were specifically powered by Google. They were all like Google advertisements, and Google doesn't just advertise itself, it advertises other stuff too. But what happened was they had to reach a certain amount of visitors per month for Google to actually pay them.
Oh, so shit. Here
are the things they couldn't do. They couldn't do things like change their site too much, because if it was harder to use or people had like a backlash, they would stop coming to the site, so they had to keep the site the same. At the same time, that's when Facebook started rising up. Facebook can change their website to meet people's needs.
And that they do.
And it was simpler to use at the time, which MySpace was not, but they couldn't do anything about it. So the first year, you know, Google paid them the $300 million. They were getting $300 million for 3 years. But the next 2 years, they didn't reach it. And so Google was making money off the advertisements, but MySpace wasn't making any money and couldn't change their layout or anything to make MySpace easier to use. Therefore, they lost a ton of money.
They needed some of that internet money.
Yeah, damn, it sounds like, you know, Google was the pimp.
Yeah.
Right, just hold that MySpace out. It's
so
like,
while
yeah,
everyone
get out
flocked
there,
to
work.
Facebook, MySpace couldn't really do anything about it because they were losing tons of money.
And you know what also sucked about MySpace was it took forever to load shit because there's so much advertisement shit on it. It was like, I'm going to click pictures. 9 hours later, pictures come up. Like,
well, that and people had all that stupid shit on their profile.
Like, literally, like, thanks for visiting my page.
Yeah.
We should make a really gaudy MySpace profile for the podcast.
Just glitter it up and dazzle the shit out of it.
MySpace is like, will we go to make that page? Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are the first visitor this year.
Yeah.
People are sitting on the servers like, oh my God, we have one.
We got them. Don't let them go. All right, so that will do it for technology news for this week. And probably for a couple weeks.
I had an interesting conversation, but have you seen the roast of Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the situation.
Did we talk about that on here?
I don't think we talked about it on here.
I know
we
talked
about
it around this table before, but yeah.
It was horrible.
The situation did bomb. He was really bad. And I feel really bad for the guy because I saw the behind the scenes with Jeffrey Ross, and he was even saying how he was like practicing his timing and delivery. Yeah, it's like, you got neither of those right, dude.
You didn't get anything right. Like, that was just, I could have got up there and done a better job than that, and I'm a fucking moron.
Nope, save
it. You heard it here, folks.
That's going on the soundboard.
But no, Seth MacFarlane, that was hilarious, I thought.
Yeah, he's...
I think he needs to be on more roasts.
Yeah, I usually like the group they put together for the roasts.
Situation was just a horrible choice. Like, yeah. I saw that from the beginning. Like, there's no way that's going to go well.
Someone was saying, like, I see we have Anthony Jeselnik here. Let's be honest. He's only here because Greg Giraldo died. Like, oh, man. But
dude, he was funny, though.
Anthony Jeselnik was really funny. Yeah.
What did he say about Snoop Dogg? He was like, I see a pimp, a murderer, a drug dealer, and 8 white people.
All right. You guys ready for trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if Leaper can win, his third one in a row.
Yeah. Three-time champ.
Not only does he win, though, he, like, just destroys.
Wins by a huge margin.
Yeah. He, like, bends us over.
You
and
might
just,
say
like,
that I dominate.
Shoves it in.
You might say that.
The definition of dominate has been hotly contested on our podcast.
It has been.
Sodomy.
So, oh, man.
Shy to me.
Dang it. I looked for where it used to be on the old soundboard, and of course it wasn't there. I would have played this instead.
Hey! Shut up!
Wouldn't have made any sense. I need to get used to some of the layout on here.
I am super duper cereal.
All right, time for trivia.
Trivia. Get ready to think hard, because it's time for some video game trivia.
May the best man win.
No, I want it.
All right, guys. We're going to start with Tyler. Tyler, how many playable characters are there in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance? 23, 24, 26, or 27? 26 is incorrect. Weeper.
23.
Ding. Correct. Here it goes. This is the beginning.
And so it begins.
All right, Leaper. How many conquest missions are there in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance? Hey, 300? Look over here. 265? 243? Or 218?
243
is incorrect. Tyler.
What were the answers again?
300, 265, 243, and 218.
300.
Nope. All right, Tyler. What is behind Coffin SH in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance? Scorpion's biography, Sonya's alternate costume, Johnny Cage's alternate costume, or Mortal Kombat Gold endings?
Gold endings?
Is incorrect. Leaper.
Scorpion's hidden costume.
That was not one of the answers, so... It was Scorpion's biography.
That's Zane.
Sonya's alternate costume or Johnny Cage's. It was Sonya's alternate costume.
The answer is Zane.
Zane. I heard a Zane. All right, Leaper.
All right.
How many coffins are there in the crypt in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance?
Fuck, I don't know.
676. I don't like that game. 676, 70, 777, 654, or 666?
654.
Tyler.
666.
Ah, I threw that one in there to throw you guys off. It's 676.
You're a bitch.
I just remember 666 being in the game.
Here, Leaper, I'll make you comfortable with some sounds of home. Yeah, that's your dildo.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's your gas-powered dildo. All right, let's see. We are with Tyler now, right? Yes, Tyler's sure. All the odd numbers. Which of the following characters has a weapon in Mortal Kombat Armageddon? Goro, Motaro, Onaga, or Smoke?
Smoke.
Onaga.
It's Goro. So far, the score is Leaper 1, Tyler nothing. Leaper. Who is the character in the top left-hand corner on the character selection screen in Mortal Kombat Armageddon?
God damn.
Blaze, Sektor, Scorpion, or Sub-Zero?
Blaze.
Sub-Zero.
Scorpion.
Aw, damn it.
Tyler, what arena in Mortal Kombat Armageddon is a variation on the pit? Battle Arena, Bell Tower, Armory, or Reptile's Lair? Should I play the thinking music?
Bell Tower?
Ding. It is the Bell Tower. What do you know? Tyler's on the board. It's 1-1. Hotly contested match right here. All right, Leaper. How many playable characters are there in Mortal Kombat Trilogy? 31, 30, 33, or 32?
33.
Ding. And Leaper pulls ahead.
Giggity.
Thank you, dude.
Tyler, who is Ed Boon's favorite Mortal Kombat character?
Scorpion.
Ding!
That is correct. Apparently, Stefan told me that in interviews when people are like, hey, say get over here by Scorpion. He's always like, get over here?
Yeah.
He never says it the way it's supposed to be done. All right, Leaper. Who was the secret character you could fight in the original Mortal Kombat game for Sega and Super Nintendo? Goro, Noob Saibot, Smoke, or Reptile?
Reptile.
Ding.
Yeah, I told you there were a couple gimmies in here. All right, Tyler. Who was originally supposed to be in the first Mortal Kombat but was replaced by Sonya? Kung Lao, Striker, Baraka, or Jax?
Striker.
Ding.
Striker. It's hotly contested again. Now it's 3-3. See, you guys got like none of them for a while, and you guys are just on a roll now.
It's because they're all the shitty games.
All right, Leaper. Who gave Sub-Zero his scar? Quan Chi, Kung Lao, Scorpion, or Liu Kang?
Scorpion.
Is incorrect, Leaper. Tyler.
Quan Chi.
No, you guys were on a roll.
Liu Kang.
It was Kung Lao.
What the fuck?
That's what I want to say. It was either between those two.
Gotta trust your gut feeling, Tyler. Gotta trust your gut feeling. Tyler, who was the first to appear in a Mortal Kombat game? Sektor, Motaro, Blaze, or Jarrett?
Motaro?
Leaper?
Sektor.
It was Blaze. All right, Leaper. This character turns into a dragon for his fatality. Shao Kahn, Goro, Kung Lao, or Liu Kang?
Liu Kang.
Bing. Bing.
That was kind of an easy one.
Don't worry, you have a gimme too. At least I hope. All right, Tyler. This character takes his mask off and spits fire on you for his fatality.
Wow. Wow. That was indeed
see,
a gimme.
See, this one might be a gimme too because I was, yeah, it is. So Leaver's going to get another gimme.
God damn it.
I worked these out for three people. So originally this would have been Stefan's gimme, but that's going to be Leaper's.
You're fucking me in the ass, Stefan.
This wouldn't be the first time.
Or the last.
Whoa.
This character steals the soul of his opponents for his fatality.
Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung, that's correct.
Ding. Your soul is mine.
5-4 in favor of Leaper here. All right, Tyler. Which one of these characters was not a new addition for Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 from Mortal Kombat 3? Ermac, Noob Saibot, Smoke, or Sub-Zero? So it was not an addition from the regular to the ultimate. It was in both.
Sub-Zero?
Leaper.
Repeat the answers one more time.
Ermac, Noob Saibot, Smoke, or Sub-Zero?
Smoke.
It was actually Noob Saibot. So that one, that one was
really
a tough
to
one.
I didn't go off my gut question, but I just figured, like, because you said was not.
Was not a new addition.
Yeah, I figured Sub-Zero would be. That's the last.
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird here. All right, Leaper. Which of these characters was seen in a Mortal Kombat game before Deadly Alliance? Movado, Frost, Blaze, or Mocap?
Blaze.
Ding! It is Blaze.
Answered in a question early.
Well, that's why I knew it, because I didn't.
All right, Tyler. How many games in the series allow you to fight Shang Tsung but not play as him? None, one, two, or three?
One.
Leaper.
Two.
It's Bing for Leaper.
Bing me.
I'll Bing you.
All right, Leaper. Who did Liu Kang defeat to win his first Mortal Kombat tournament? Shang Tsung, Goro, Shao Kahn, or Raiden?
Goro.
Bing.
That is correct.
That was a trick question.
All right, Tyler. This final one for you? It's going to be worth 3 points, all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Which of these characters, according to later material, actually won the tournament in Deadly Alliance? Liu Kang, Kung Lao, the Deadly Alliance, or Li Mei? I'll play the thinking music if that'll help.
The Deadly Alliance?
Leaper?
Kung Lao.
It was actually Li Mei.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, according to later material, they said the, you know, like all endings have you winning, yeah. But they said hers was actually the correct one. And that's what it was like in the canon. I wish you would have gotten that one right because I was going to give you 3 points, but you need 4 to tie Leaper. Oh, well. So I was just going to be a dick and be like, you get 3
ooh,
points
so close.
For this one. And then when he gets it, he's going to be like, yeah. I'm like, but you lose by one.
At least it wasn't a blowaway like the last you have then.
Yep.
Three times in a row, three-time champ.
Three-time champ. Someone's going to need to dethrone Leaper. I think the next trivia is going to be Stefan actually giving the trivia. So I'm going to be sitting among you.
Ooh.
Among the commoners.
What's it about?
Just video games. And then I'm going to have one after that, so it's probably going to be over a month from now, but it's going to be one on the podcast. Podcast trivia questions.
Do I get to make one?
You can make one if you want.
All
right. I didn't ask Stefan to make one. He just kind of made one. Because he was bored, he said so.
I might try to.
So I said
it'll be like the world's easiest.
who is what? Pink and takes enemy abilities? Quina.
What video game character rhymes with gecko?
What video game character says, "It's a me, Mario"? All right, so that'll do it for trivia. Leaper, 3 in a row for Leaper.
Woo! Let's hear the applause.
Oh, yeah, well, I won the last Console Wars.
Applause, God. For the first time. The applause? We got studio applause.
More laughing at it.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot where the actual applause is. See, like I said, I moved some of these around. I might have gotten rid of it, actually. Oh, no, here it is.
Yeah.
It's like a really good, actually, the applause for once.
Oh, God. All right, so that'll do it for trivia. It is time for gaming news.
Hey, listen. Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here is gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
All right, first off, I just want to say I got an email from a class action lawsuit committee against EA Sports. Apparently, there's now a class action lawsuit against EA Sports for overcharging the customer for the goods put out.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Nice.
They say they're overcharging. They say, like, it's the same game year after year with minor tweaks, and they shouldn't be able to charge $60 each time.
Agreed.
And this is for anyone who's bought an EA Sports game since 2005 can get in on this. I'm not going to because I don't want to spend the time, and I don't want $3 I'll probably get. So, that's that. Just letting you guys know, you might be seeing some of that soon because I got an email on that.
That makes me happy, though, especially the bullshit that they're trying to try with this whole internet.
I was mentioning to Stefan, too. He says, next person should be, or next company should be THQ for the SmackDown vs. Raw games. SmackDown vs. Raw games, though, the weird thing is, every year they do add kind of a lot, but they always take away stuff that you really liked.
Yeah.
Like GM mode. Like, what the hell? Why?
That was stupid.
Modern Warfare, anybody?
Modern Warfare, that's another one that's been very very same. Similar.
I mean, it's different.
They've been enough apart, though, that I don't feel like I bought the same game. Whereas, like, I'll buy a Madden game, and Maurice Jones-Drew will be an overall 96 one year, and then next year he's an overall 95, and you're like, what a change. All right, first up in gaming news. Furious gamers made ill by Nintendo's new 3DS console have been refused full refunds.
What?
Well, or they could just not be retarded and turn the 3D down or off.
Apparently, one dad became ill after playing the device for 3 minutes.
Well, then obviously it's not for him.
Yeah, don't play it with a 3D on.
Well, see, this is what I hate about parents and technology. Because he probably didn't know he could turn the 3D down. Even though it's right there, he still probably didn't know. And that reminds me when, like, we were younger, and, like, Tyler Swanson's parents would always be like, no, you cannot get AOL Instant Messenger, you'll get a virus. You're like, what?
My dad used to tell me that I couldn't play video games on the big TV because he thought I'd burn an image into the TV. I was like, there's components in the TV. I was like, why would they build a TV if it was not allowed?
Kelly still tries to tell me that.
Especially if you have a new TV, you know, within maybe the last, I don't know, 6 years.
They pretty much fixed that problem.
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. And I was like, that's only if you leave it on and it just sits there.
LCD screens, plasma screens, it just doesn't happen. Anyway, so yes, people that get sick from the 3DS cannot get full refunds, apparently, and some people are furious.
Well, because at least they get some kind of refund.
They get sick.
Ooh, they get sick.
I don't blame them for not getting a refund when you can easily just turn the 3D off.
And I mean, yeah, it would suck, but hey, maybe try it again and, you know.
It's not like there's
year.
Other features too that are out there, like not just the 3D.
Yeah, games. I mean, yeah, it plays DS games. It does. It has internet. It does a whole bunch of other shit.
It's gonna have Netflix. Yeah, or it already does. I don't know.
No, no it's gonna have Netflix.
It's gonna have Netflix. It's gonna have instant streaming.
That's
pretty
tight.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Norwegian boys save sister from moose using World of Warcraft skills.
Haha.
What?
Hans Olsen, of course his name is Hans.
That's awesome.
A 12-year-old Norwegian boy saved himself and his sister from a moose attack using skills he picked up playing the online role-playing game World of Warcraft.
Moose. Moose to the moose.
No, here's how it went down. Hans and his sister got into trouble after they trespassed the territory of the moose.
Moose.
During a walk in the forest near their home. When the moose attacked them, Hans knew the first thing he had to do was taunt and provoke the animal so that it would leave his sister alone and she could run to safety. Taunting is a move one uses in World of Warcraft to get monsters off the less well-armored team members. Once Hans was a target, he remembered another skill he had picked up at level 30. He feigned death. The moose lost interest in the inanimate boy and wandered off into the woods. When he was safely alone, Hans ran back home to share his tale.
My question is, why do they have internet if they live by the woods?
What? Internet's everywhere now, dude.
Yeah, apparently you can't get it.
It's all over the place.
What?
And in some foreign country in Europe.
What, a foreign country?
Norway?
Yeah. I mean, I understand they have internet, but
Norway's pretty technologically advanced.
If they live right by the forest, like, you wouldn't think that they'd be able to get internet.
See, that's your problem there. You're assuming.
What year is this? 1999?
Dude, people who live in fucking buckfuck Nebraska can't
my
get internet.
My grandparents live in buckfuck Nebraska, and they get internet. They get fine internet.
It's not that you can't get it. It's just some people don't get it.
Okay.
I mean,
by mistake.
Damn right.
Your mistake. This is 2011. And Lieber's probably like, so does anyone use this email? I just don't know if it's for me.
I've heard about this thing called dial-up. It's supposed to be all the rage.
Xbox Live's banhammer has been hijacked. What happens after being banned 35 times from Xbox Live?
Nothing.
Well, in one case of payback this weekend, a hacker social engineered his way into taking over Xbox Live account and website of Steven Step 2 Toluis.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
This is the guy that puts the bans on people. And some guy who, he said, like, and this is what just really bothers me. It's weird. He says, this is payback, and this is what he gets for banning him 35 times, and he says he had it coming. No. You were the one that got banned 35 times. You got what you had coming.
Obviously, you were doing something to get banned.
Yeah, so it's not like this guy's just like, I'm going to mess with this kid. No. He already did something wrong and got banned for it 35 times, and now he's like, oh, you get payback. No. There is no payback here. He did his job. He did what he was supposed to do.
If anything, now you've got payback because it was even a start with and you just made it uneven.
Yeah, so it's just ridiculous. That, you know, I didn't see how old this kid was, but that's a very childish thing to do.
Heaven forbid this guy would have to go outside and get some exercise or something.
Yeah, that's just what it makes me think of, is like, that's what you do when you're like 12. Like, when like your parents punish you for doing something bad, you're like, I'm going to get it back. It's like, this is already how it should be. You do something bad, you get punished.
When I was 8, my cousin locked me out of the room with all the video games because he lived in this house and they had like a game room, and his buddy, like, were in there. They were probably smoking pot. He was like 8 years older than I was, and so then their cleaning lady had like a bunch of like chemicals and stuff, so I went and sprayed it all over his bed.
Oh my god,
you're an asshole, dude.
I mean, it was just like, it was like Febreze and like Pledge or whatever. It wasn't like bleach or anything, but
and my brother's dead.
I got a funny story. This is a friend of ours, which I'll tell you guys after the podcast. I don't want to put his name out here. It's not one of our close group of friends, but you guys know him. His best friend pissed him off, and his best friend, you know, had a girlfriend at the time, and so what he did was he went into his drawer and poked holes in all his condoms.
Oh my god.
That's and awesome. I was like, dude, that is not cool, no matter how mad he made you. He goes, no, dude, we're best friends. He'd probably name it after me.
I'm like, not if I found out it was you that did that.
No, it wasn't me. I'll tell you guys after the podcast who it was. It's hilarious.
That is hilarious. But I don't think it's wrong. I think it's funny.
It's extremely wrong. But
oh, that's horrible.
A lot of wrong things are hilarious. So.
He's just like, here, guess what? You get to take care of the kid.
All right, next up. Next Black Ops DLC has been leaked.
Damn.
Apparently the next DLC will be called Escalation, and it will contain, in multiplayer, the zoo, the hotel, the convoy, the stockpile, and another zombie map.
I like the zoo. That sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
You got a bunch of animals running around. You're shooting
tigers
people.
And shit.
Hey, guys, yeah. Look. It's pandemonium in here.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
And finally, in gaming news, the PSP has outsold the 3DS in Japan over the past couple weeks.
Ooh.
Not by a little, by quite a bit. Yeah. Almost 10,000 units.
I don't understand what does the PSP do, though. What's the difference?
Dude, the PSP, I mean, even graphically is, like, way better. Like, I had a PSP when it first came out, and I was like, holy shit.
But the PSP has always kind of played second fiddle to the DS pretty much in every market. It's surprising that in Japan.
Yeah, but they've redone something to it. That's what I'm curious. What have they redone to it?
I mean, probably just the same thing. I
know the new PSP labeled, like, the NGP or something like that. That's supposed to be pretty freaking sweet. But the PSP Go was kind of a flop.
Lame.
Yeah. Well, it was just, like, a small, shittier version of it.
And it didn't have discs. You had to re-download all your games.
Huh. Weird.
But yeah, the PSP has outsold the 3DS in Japan.
The PSP has, like, MP3 on it. I mean, it's got tons of shit on it. Watch videos and all that.
Emulators.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's even got a analog stick.
No, the 3DS now does, too.
Well, yeah, but PSP had it when it first came out.
I know, but that's like what I'm saying now. The PSP, though, outsold the 3DS, which... Yeah. Has now matched it.
It's probably been a brand thing, you know. Everyone's like, well, Nintendo's been handheld for how long now, and you know, they don't know what they're doing. But honestly, when PSP first came out, I was like, holy
I think
shit.
Nintendo knows what they're doing with these. Well, I mean, no, it's with these little handhelds.
It's not.
I feel like the Game Boy, that was pretty big.
Game Boy. No, that's what I mean, though.
It's kind of a big thing.
It's a brand thing. Like, you know, people don't expect Sony.
The Game Boy Advance, that was pretty big too.
Fuck you.
The Game Boy Advance SP, I think that
Game Boy Color was a huge deal.
That's right.
I don't think you guys get what I'm trying to
say. I feel like the DS Lite, that was pretty good too. Good follow-up to the DS.
Yeah. DSi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. Game & Watch.
I'm a cocksucker.
Pretty much the whole entire lineup of portable games.
I never said that nothing was wrong with it. I never said...
You said Nintendo doesn't know what they're doing.
No, I said the reason why people pick Nintendo... over PlayStation or Sony was because they figure, you know, Sony probably doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
But the PSP's been out for a really long time. I mean, you kind of have to be living under a rock to not know the PSP's pretty sweet.
I remember I came like 3 seconds away from jacking this kid's DS when it first came out freshman year in American history class. He left it in his fucking backpack like a retard.
Well, there's plenty of other things you took out of people's stuff in American history in freshman year.
Asshole.
You took money out of someone's purse. You remember that?
In American history class?
I know it was American history class.
What about all those iPods you got in trouble for?
Oh, I only got in trouble once.
Leaper was a douche in high school.
He thought he was being sneaky. He put him in Tyler Swan's in his locker, and they're like,
"You put him in Tyler Swan's locker."
No, I knew that I was gonna get caught, so that's just where I put it. So that way, if somehow I could talk my way out of it, it wasn't on me. So, but I knew that I was going to get called to the principal's office that day. So I knew I was getting caught. I didn't put it in there just to hide it.
Yeah. What if, like, what if you hadn't been confronted yet and Tyler opened his locker and that just plopped out? And, like, someone that knew the person that got the iPod, someone was like, that's so-and-so's iPod. Yeah.
No, he knew I put it in there. It was okay.
Look at Tyler, harboring contraband for a criminal.
Yeah, Tyler was always my partner in crime.
And you brought that alcohol and that orange juice.
No, I never did that. That was so stupid. That pissed me off.
Wait, what? I don't know if I heard about that one.
So, senior year, I had 4 classes second semester, but I ended up dropping 2 of them because I didn't need them. Well, one of them was a foods class, and the teacher really liked me or whatever, and she was like, well, you can come back anytime you want. She's like, if you want to come eat something or whatever. I was like, sweet, you know. So I was really thirsty, and I want some orange juice. So I go to the Hy-Vee by Oakview that's no longer there, and I get a thing of orange juice. And I go to this foods class, and I'm drinking this orange juice, and I drink almost all of it. And then this kid asked me if he can have some, and I'm like...
Who was the kid? Do you know the kid?
I don't know. I don't remember who the kid was. He was in a younger grade.
I was going to say, we can call him out on it. I have no problem with that.
No. And so I'm like, here, dude, you can just have the rest. There's probably, like, you know, this much in the carton left. And he's like, okay, so he's drinking it, and this fucking dumbass bitch, this blonde cheerleader chick's like, oh, that has vodka in it. And the kid starts freaking out, and it's this huge thing. So then I go to my other class, and they get me out of my class, and they take me to the principal's office, and they're like, you need to sit here. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do now? I was like, I haven't stolen anything. I got a job. I'm like, what's wrong? And they're like, it's been reported that you were drinking alcohol on the school premises. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, in this orange juice container. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then, so I'm sitting there and I have to wait for them to get the orange juice to test it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of want to just go to my class. Why am I still sitting here, you know? And they're like, no, you have to stay here. And I was getting ready to freak the fuck out on them. Like, and finally, like, I started to leave, and they're like, if you leave, you'll be expelled and all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So I ended up missing almost all my class. By the time I got back, there was 10 minutes, and then we went to lunch, and then I was off for the day.
So they eventually found out there wasn't alcohol?
Yeah,
in
there was no alcohol.
Did they say anything, or were they like, oh,
they were like, well, you shouldn't be going to a class that you're not enrolled in, or whatever. And I'm like, of course you would find something wrong, because I didn't do
it. I know, that reminds me of something. There was like a teacher, and there was this kid that was, it was in an English class, and there was a kid that was, he was always kind of a douche. He was always causing problems with the teacher. You know, that kid that would just kind of run in circles with her with questions. Like,
yeah.
She's like, you got to, but why? Because you got to, but why? You know, just to be a dick.
Yeah.
So, like, someone was being loud in the library, and instantly she turned around and said his name, and he wasn't doing it. And he's like, what? I didn't do it. Instead of saying, like, oh, sorry, she goes, I was just judging by past behavior. It's like, what a bitch. It's like,
remember what that librarian said to Nikolai?
Oh, no.
Nikolai wasn't even doing anything. And she was like, you know what? You're just a waste of space.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. That's... And she, like, kicked him out. He wasn't even doing anything wrong. It was just because, like, he's done stuff before.
That's aggressive.
And he was just like, she's like, you just need to get out because you're just a waste of space. Like, yeah, that's... That's what our
that's
kids
appropriate.
Like.
He's just gonna jump off a bridge now.
I'd be like, "What are you doing? That's so important. You're a high school librarian. Get off my dick."
Oh, we just lost the high school librarian demographic.
good times.
All right, so Mortal Kombat. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Lay it on me, Raiden.
A lot of things and stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
well,
and things, actually.
Good thing we just padded a few minutes there, so we don't have to do much more.
I guess you could say I'm stuffing a lot of things.
Ooh.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You would have to stuff a lot of things.
Leaper was, and it was a lot of things in Tyler's locker.
Yeah.
Oh, after the podcast, when I tell you who it was that poked holes in condoms, remind me, there's another joke I got to tell you that I probably shouldn't say on here, but I burned someone really good the other day when we were playing Halo.
Does it involve black people?
It was hilarious. And no, it doesn't. All right, Mortal Kombat.
That would make it extra hilarious.
Mortal Kombat!
Leaper versus
Steph
versus
Matt
versus
Tyler.
Fight!
All day, baby, all day.
You're fired.
Top two!
Who's gonna try now?
How dare you defeat me in a console wars?
Finish him.
Friendship?
Friendship again?
Never again.
Animality.
God damn.
Alright, so Mortal Kombat. This week, we're going to talk about some fatalities.
Fatality.
And then we'll try and pad a few minutes talking about other stuff.
So there's a lot of blood. It's stuff.
It's kind of gory.
No, but really, though. Most of the fatalities are redone and pretty sweet. Each character is supposed to have two at least. Some will even have three. They'll have, like, a classic fatality, like, I'm pretty sure. Sub-Zero,
Retro.
Scorpion.
Scorpion has, if you pre-order it at GameStop, Scorpion's Retro Toasty Fatality is available.
Nice.
Yeah. Which we got that. Yeah. I'd rather have Sub-Zeros, but whatever. You know.
That's cool. Sub-Zero. Anyways, but also, too, with fatalities, you're not really just stuck with what you get, because they will add fatalities to downloadable content.
Nice.
Along with costumes and stuff like that, so... You'll be able to get other fatalities as time goes by too, which is kind of cool, because that's never been done really before. So, like, you know, you do it so many times, like, all right, yeah. But then, like, being able to
add new ones,
yeah,
that's sweet.
Yeah. So, does every stage have a stage fatality, or is it just some stages that have a stage fatality?
This one, it's more stages than ever.
Yeah.
But
it's not
it
every
used to
stage.
Be. It's not every stage.
It's not every stage. Okay.
Yeah. It used to be certain stages, like in the original one, it was the pit. Then when Mortal Kombat 2 came out, it was the Deadpool and then The Pit 2. But now, like, a lot of them, and even some of them, it said some have stages two, will they? Have two stage fatalities.
I saw, what was it, that forest, what's it called?
Like, in the living forest, yeah, you can feed a fucking person to a fucking tree.
But there's another one you can do in that one,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure
what I think it's something to do with, like, in the background, like, the roots or whatever, like, trap a person or something
yeah.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Stefan's saying something about, like, how tight would that be if, like, the branches just, like, rip your limbs off or something.
Yeah, which I'm pretty sure that'd that's what
I like
it
the
is.
One where you feed him to a tree. That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, that is fucking sweet. I always wanted to do that in, like, the original Mortal Kombat.
And then,
Kombat.
Of course, you know, you always got your classic pit fatality where you just knock them off and
they
fall into
go
spike.
And they fall into the spikes. Redesigned and a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Sub-Zero's fatality, that one of them we saw in the demo, where he freezes you. And then what does he do, Tyler? He takes you?
He sucks your dick.
He does not suck
he
your
He freezes
dick.
You up to about your waist, right? And then rips your torso off.
He like rips once, brings you down, and then rips you up again. Like
yeah, just rips your whole entire torso off.
And according to some retards online, he apparently has two spines.
Yeah, it exposes the character's two spines. But they are actually
intestines
kind of hanging down.
Yeah.
So that's a joke we make all the time. So if you ever hear a reference anymore to two spines,
that's
the
what
joke.
It is.
Melina eats your face off.
Oh wait,
like in Face Off.
If you hear a reference to two spines,
that's the joke.
Melina, she's always kind of like had a move where she just kind of like you know
just
seduces you, then rips her mask off and eats the living shit out of your face.
Yeah, she just eats your face like. Kind of like Reptile used to do.
I'm kind of disappointed with Scorpion. Like his is cool, but both of his fatalities have to do with swords. And I'm kind of pissed that they didn't incorporate the spear into any of them.
Huh.
Like,
yeah,
I mean...
I can see that. The spear's pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, just think of the fatalities you could do with that. I mean, that'd be fucking awesome.
Giggity.
And they've done it before. I just think, like, you know, it's kind of the same thing, you know?
Yeah. So far, out of the fatalities you guys have seen, what so far do you think is your favorite fatality? Out of the ones you've seen so far?
Either Sub-Zero's or Johnny Cage's.
Now, what's Johnny Cage's again? I forget.
Johnny Cage is like rips your torso.
Fucks your shit up, dude. He rips off your head, throws it on the ground, then rips off your torso, slams against the ground, and then your head comes
picks,
up and catches
picks
your
head and holds your head up.
And like shows it.
It's pretty sweet. Johnny Cage is badass.
I like Scorpions. I just wish the second one that they can have didn't have to do with the sword. Like his is pretty sweet because he cuts you at the waist and cuts you at the neck, kicks out your torso, and then slices
cuts
your
head
in half.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe Scorpion will get it downloadable.
That's what I'm hoping for. And at least they brought back... I mean, they have the Retro Toasty, which is pretty sweet.
Hopefully there's more in that pack rather than just a spear fatality.
Yeah.
Because then you're pulling, like, Marvel versus Capcom.
You're paying $5
like,
for, like, this one thing.
You're paying $5, but just because people want it so bad, they're going to get it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a little bit different, though, for paying, like, $5 for
and
a
hopefully it'll be
color
able to
change
preview
costume.
It instead of just buying it. Like, you get the shitty-ass fatality. Like,
I like it. Hopefully it won't be, like, horse armor or anything like that.
Fucking horse armor. That was going to be the bane of my existence. Now, are they going to have friendships?
We don't know yet. It's a big secret, but
I think
they are.
They said, I heard something about it.
I can look.
It's a possibility. But
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mortal Kombat,
lots
of secrets.
Yeah,
they like to keep
a lot of shit secret, but this day and age, it's almost impossible to do that. Yeah.
Like someone
I'd
hacked
be careful
the demo
though, because,
and like looked
like, there's
at
probably
all
a lot
shit.
Of spoilers up there too because people have hacked that demo. So.
Spoiler alert.
Now, are there going to be animalities?
Probably not.
Probably not. What about babalities?
Maybe.
Possibility.
But out of all of them, people think babalities and animalities are like the worst add-ons, the worst things.
Yeah.
Which I like animalities. I think
were
cool,
funny.
But yeah.
I think the problem with animalities is like, when the fuck did this happen? So now they can change it to animals? Like...
Mortal Kombat versus Animorphs.
Yeah.
In the second movie, it shows how they're able to do it.
Okay, let's not put any reference.
The second movie
is
the worst movie in the world. And the first movie...
Maybe the day before we all get together and play Mortal Kombat at Stefan's house, we should watch the two movies.
Oh, my God, no.
You know, That was a great name, though, because Annihilation, it just annihilated the hell out of my mind because it was so terrible.
Maybe we should just watch the movies and do a riff track on them.
Didn't you fucking buy that at Walmart for like $5, no, both movies?
You bought it.
You bought it. Yeah, you did.
You're the one who bought it. You came back. You came back like, dude, look what I got. I'm like, yeah.
No, I bought Ninja Turtles and Gremlins.
Oh, shut the hell up. Fucking you did not. You bought that movie.
Hold on, hold on. I'll be the mediator. Tyler bought him.
No. I did not.
I swear to God, you did.
No, I didn't.
Let me be a real mediator. Leaper bought him.
All right.
I didn't buy him.
Okay, fine. I bought him.
All right, fair enough. He bought him, gave him to him, and he said he bought him.
No, he bought him. He bought him, planted them there, because he knew it would spark an argument 3 years later.
He planted him on Tyler. This is going to be an argument later. I'm going to do this for the podcast we haven't thought of yet.
And, yeah, cool things and stuff.
They're also going to come out with the new web series on that same day.
Nice. The
web series starts that day, so, and it looks really, really sweet.
Yeah, I saw...
Which will lead to a movie.
Yeah, and it's going to be tight. And it's not going to be like the shitty...
Hey, the first one was okay.
It was okay for its time.
I'll say it was mediocre. Second one, terrible.
But the way it's looking this time, it's going to be what those should have been.
Yeah.
So...
And I would say that the old TV show that they used to have was actually really good.
You know, it was all right. I didn't really get too much into it, though.
It only had, like, two seasons, though, too.
Yeah.
And you can't find them anywhere on the internet, which sucks, because I really want to download them. But.
Yeah, like, but I remember watching, like, two or three episodes. Yeah, you might get a text about it later.
Yeah, that's right. Really care. We get a text. Your friend Matthew Leeper has torrented all the episodes of the Mortal Kombat Saturday morning cartoon.
It would be a huge slap in the face if someone figured out how to, like, when they send that text, it actually sends the copy to everyone that you downloaded.
So then it starts sending it through all their contacts. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's just this huge chain. You
know, like. No, everyone's got what they were trying to like protect.
Well, because what would really suck is if you sent it out and it goes to all your contacts and they all send out, they're all going to come back to you. Yeah. All, like, your phone's just going to blow up. Hope you've learned your lesson.
Jeez.
So, let's see. It's not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday we're all playing Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
Stefan's house? Yeah.
Comes out next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what time is all the festivities going to begin?
I don't know. A midnight release.
Are you guys just going to just play throughout Wednesday?
Probably. I want to play all of Tuesday because, well, I want to get it on Monday, but I don't know if I can because I pre-ordered it at the mall GameStop just because I was there to get the... arcades.
You gotta transfer it over. Well, you probably can't transfer it over.
Yeah, you can't do the tournament edition. You can't transfer that over. So I'll have to wait till Tuesday, but Tuesday's my day off, so I'll be playing that motherfucker all day.
Yeah. Wait, so it comes out Monday night. Well, I guess 12:00 on Monday. Yeah.
But I guess if all's fails, if I really want to play it that much, I'll just go to like Walmart, buy it, and then return the copy that comes in the tournament edition.
You know what sucks?
There's so much needless work just to not wait. You know, just go to sleep and get in the morning.
No, that's not an
option. Yeah, that's not an option.
No, come on, I've done that with plenty of games I've been excited for.
But, what was I going to say? Shit.
Oh, it's gone.
Did that with Ultimate Alliance 2. I actually didn't play that game for about a week and a half so we could all play it together.
Well, the interesting
thing is,
though,
it turned out to be the worst game ever.
Later, I learned I didn't want
to
play it.
If you don't get it, I'm pretty sure Stefan will be willing to play with you. Giggity.
All right.
Well, they've been living together for a while, so I'm sure they've played with each other before. So
moving out soon, though.
I'm sure he's revved up that dildo for Stefan a few times.
Yeah!
Yeah, I don't see... I don't know, like, is it going to be, like, a late thing on Wednesday? Like, are we going to play
into the wee hours? We'll probably play earlier, but...
Because I know I have class until 4.
Yeah, I work well, see, my problem is I work, like I work Wednesday and Tuesday.
So it'll probably be a late thing.
Late thing, because I feel like if I play it for a long time, see, because I'm not as big of a Mortal Kombat fan, I think...
You'll get bored of it?
I think I'm going to transfer my Final Fantasy IX to my laptop and keep playing there. While watching you guys play. See, I don't know. Though, because if I do get into it enough that I'll have brought it for nothing.
I think you will. There's enough characters and stuff going on with it that I'm pretty sure you'll...
Yeah.
It'll keep your attention for a while.
And I don't know how you transfer all that, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure I can find a way. Your memory cards are all saved in a folder.
The thing that sucks, though, is I can't play for like... Well, I mean, I'll be able to stay up all Monday. But, like, I got to work Tuesday at 11:30.
Well, why don't you just be a bitch about it?
You know, fuck you. And I have class that night, too. So it's going to be, I'll be like there, gone, back. Probably just spend the next week at his house.
See, I took Wednesday off, so I didn't have this problem.
I want to, but like I just can't afford to.
Can't afford it.
I can't necessarily afford to either. I need about $400 by May 19th.
For what?
Credit card and car payment.
Oh, yeah, those are two very important things.
Yeah. Well, the credit card was what was keeping me afloat while I didn't have a job. But I knew I had to get a job really quick so I could pay that thing off.
Yeah. I need money for this thing that's coming up next month. It's called a baby.
Concert?
Yeah. Video game?
You need a video game?
Vacation?
It's not coming out next month. You can wait another month.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so that was a good stretching we did for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Stretch.
We stretched that one out.
Stretching it out is what we do best.
See, we got over an hour for the podcast. We did good. Yeah, we did really good.
It was good. 10%.
Yeah, we did good. Did really good.
Pretty sweet.
And it's gone. So,
yeah. So that'll conclude it for the podcast for this week. Remember, we are on all the social media websites. You can find us on Twitter. We're not on MySpace. So if you're still on MySpace,
we need to get on that, dog.
Yeah, we don't cruise the ghetto.
Wait, there could be three people that we're missing just because we're not on MySpace.
We're afraid of a social network drive-by.
But we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can email us at poweruppodcast@gmail.com. We have a Blogspot account where not only do we have these, but occasionally I'll write an article on Craigslist posts that I see. It's hilarious. Like free facials.
Yeah.
Oh, I see those a lot.
Does it come with a happy ending?
Maybe we should prank all and find out.
It's already a free facial.
That's another thing you can find on the blog. And then finally, we're on YouTube. You can find little clips from the podcast on YouTube.
And we're also on YouPorn.
We will be soon. So, for Leaper and Tyler and Stefan Spirit, this is Matt signing out.